Hello?
Hi, Jose. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I saw your message.
Email.
Your email, sorry.
Just basically email you. So this is your update number 4, as I mentioned in your email too. So just
Yeah.
review it, and any question, any confusion, any bug you're finding, anything in your mind, I'm here to assist you, okay?
Okay. Where could I you know how it says order revisions? Where do I make the revisions?
Let me explain it. Just give me 1 second. Let me open that email first, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So order revisions, let's say someone purchase the basic package. On basic package, clients only have 4 revisions or maybe 5 revisions on basic package. So
Yeah.
the client have the limited access for chat. All right, he just
Oh.
basically texts you only 4 to 5 times, and that's it. He just basically set that module to limited your chat access, because let's say someone purchases your basic package, and not every client are basically very smart, and some clients are very cheap, you know. So let's say someone don't like the logo or don't like your design, on a daily basis he will text you. So that's why, according to the package, you just basically add that limitation.
Okay. So the revisions will be done there, but the communication will be done through text. Ah, I see.
All right. And also,
Okay.
we have to add that button for approved design, approved final files, and then I think next update. I need a new design, so we have to add those buttons too. And I think you will receive that update maybe next week. And
Yeah.
we are almost completed on your functionalities. All right.
Yeah.
And then after that, we just have to basically upload your packages. I already basically share your basically categories, the main categories of your branding page. I already share with my writing team. So my writing team is already
Yeah.
working on your packages. So whenever I receive that, we will just create those packages. We will discuss that. And once you approve those packages, I will basically upload those packages on your branding page.
Awesome. Awesome,
And
Mark.
also, according to that, we also have to basically create your questionnaires. Let's say someone purchased a stationery package, so we have to create a separate questionnaire for that. And someone, let's say, purchased a logo package, we have to create a separate questionnaire for your logo package too. So every package have a different questionnaire, you know? So we also have to create that
Yeah.
questionnaire for your website.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, sounds
Yeah,
good.
anything in your mind, any thoughts, any confusion right now?
No, I think it looks good, and I looked at the chat. It looks pretty awesome.
Oh, you already checked out?
Yeah, I was looking at it right now, and I like how it looks. It looks sweet. Yeah.
If you have anything, like if you have any suggestion, like design wise, or if you want to add anything more on your website, just let me know. So I'm talking about the branding page. If you have any idea in
Yeah.
your mind, any suggestions, we will definitely work on that.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good,
And
Mark.
regarding your facing yesterday, as we talk over the phone call, you told you
Yeah.
basically having some glitch on your website. So whenever you basically face any kind of issue, you just have to basically create a one video. You just have to basically record your screen and just share that video with me, so we will definitely look into this and resolve that issue as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right.
Sounds good.
So probably I will get back to you by Monday, and by Monday
Okay.
over the Zoom call, We will basically check your whole website functionalities. We will review your website. We will check each and every functionality from your website. All right? And after
okay,
that, I think we're almost completed. We're just waiting for the Stamp live keys. So whenever I receive these keys, so we just have to basically connect your shipping merchant with your website. And after that, we just have to basically finalize your design studio as soon as possible. And then we are good to go.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a question. So you had recommended me ShipStation, you said, correct?
Yep, ShipStation.
Okay. Do you know if they have a monthly subscription based once you integrate the website to ShipStation?
No, no monthly subscription.
Okay, yeah, because I spoke to them on the phone today earlier,
mm-hmm.
and there's a $100 subscription for stamps.com. To integrate stamps.com to the website, they're going to charge me $100 a month. But ShipStation doesn't have no subscriptions, correct?
So we have some more options too, like USPS and then UPS, FedEx. We have a lot of more options to basically ship your products to your clients. So let's do one thing. Let me after this call, let me work with my developer. So probably I will create our own list of your shipping merchant, and then we will. I will also tell you the benefit with shipping merchant to your website, and then you will basically choose which one you go with.
Perfect. Yeah. As long as they don't have like a very expensive subscription, you know, because $100 that's a lot.
Let me look into this, and probably I will let you know by Monday. Then okay.
Perfect. Sounds good, Mark. Appreciate it.
I think I just basically what's the actual name of that merchant? Let me just look into that. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, some the shipping merchant charge you on a monthly basis, right? And some shipping merchant is basically charging you on a yearly basis, and some shipping merchant basically charging you on a one time, right? You just have to basically purchase that plugin for your website.
Right. Yeah.
So I will never suggest you go with a monthly thing because the monthly thing is too expensive. Right? If you're spending like a $50 minimum on monthly basis, that's too much, right? So if you calculate, let me open my calculator. So just give me 1 second. $50. $50 is basically very minimum, you know. Usually on a monthly basis, a different shipping merchant charge you like $90 or maybe $100 or maybe $150 per month.
Yeah.
So minimum, let's say we find any cheaper like a subscription for your shipping merchant, like $50 per month. If you basically multiply with 24 for like a 2 years, so that costs you $1,200 for 2 years. It's too expensive, right?
Yeah. Because stamps.com right now, they're charging me $20 a month.
Oh.
But to integrate the API,
mm-hmm.
it changes. Because now that we're integrating it to the website, they charge me $100. That's why I'm curious. Yeah, that's why I'm curious to know if the other one, I think you said Shipping Nation or something like that?
Substation.
Oh, I wonder if they charge a monthly fee, you know, or if it's cheaper once we integrate it.
Let me basically find some different shipping merchants. All right, and also I will let you know which shipping merchant charge you on a monthly basis and which shipping merchant charge you on a yearly basis, and which shipping merchant you will basically connect with your website who will basically just have to basically pay one-time fee.
Okay.
Because
sounds
some
good.
for website, some basically shipping plugins who basically work with e-commerce website, you just have to basically need to purchase that plugin, and that's it. You just have to basically, if you purchase that plugin, then that shipping merchant basically provide you live keys, and we just have to basically connect those live keys with your website, and that's it. And then you just have to basically create your account. Like, you just have to basically put your information, like your how you will basically let me explain you. You just have to basically fill one questionnaire, like your pickup address, all right? And then you just have to basically pick, fill your like bank details, like your phone number, your current address. You just have to basically fill your basic information. And after that, you just have to basically submit that. So then you will receive one email.
Okay.
On that email, you will basically receive your live keys and login information for your website.
Okay.
All right. So then I think whenever you receive an order from your website, whenever you basically get an order from your website, that shipping merchant automatically deliver your order. He will basically pick your order from your doorstep, and then that shipping merchant deliver your order on a timely basis.
I see.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, once we get to that point, I think we're going to have to discuss something else as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't want – so when a customer is checking out, I don't want the label to be purchased automatically from the plugin, because there's going to be times where we're going to just do blind shipping directly from GodPrint.
Let me explain. Label requirements, not every shipping merchant have a label requirements, right? And I would suggest you go with the label thing. Label thing is a very hectic, you know? So some shipping merchants have requirements for a label, and some shipping merchants don't have that requirement, right? So let me look into this, and probably by Monday I will basically share some list of shipping merchants. And I will let you know which shipping merchant suits your business and which shipping merchant basically more cheaper, okay? I will let you know by Monday, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, I appreciate that, Mark.
No problem. Any more questions, any more confusions right now?
No, I think we're pretty much there.
All right. So just wait for Monday and I will get back to you then.
Perfect.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
You too, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.